Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Dielectric is a leading provider of innovative broadcast products. Now celebrating its 80th year of operation, the company builds and delivers antennas and RF systems optimized for every TV and FM radio broadcast need. Since 1942, we are with Keith Pelletier. He is the president of Dielectric. Keith, welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, again.
Absolutely, David. Thank you for having us, and good morning.
Now, you exhibited at the Central Canadian Broadcast Engineers Convention in the Toronto area in late August. So tell us what you were exhibiting, the key items and technologies.
Yeah, absolutely. So we sent our regional sales manager up there, Corey Edwards. He spent a lot of time primarily with the FM broadcasters and discussing our advancements and what we have been doing in the FM realm. So a lot of key advancements discussed, and we can discuss that a little bit further in the podcast, is our artificial intelligence and what we're doing in HFSS as far as accuracy, speed to market, getting quicker designs to the end users. So we spent some time discussing what we were doing there. He also discussed our RF Hawkeye, which is real-time monitoring of the RF system, showing the user how the system will determine if something is degrading and how to take steps to take the appropriate actions to get the system operating at 100% again. So very excited about this product. We probably have over 50 of them installed in the United States, monitoring systems live, and have stories on, you know, degradation that the systems have caught and how much money it saved the end user by taking action in very little time to get back on air, and the cost of the repair was significantly minimized in both labor and parts by having the RF Hawkeye in the system. So quite a bit of time spent with that product. Another topic that we've talked about in the past is our FM pylon. So quite a few enhancements and development work done by Dielectric with that product in the research and development side. We have a prototype that is been worked on, and we are currently looking for a home for that and also building another prototype to showcase the results of that product. So I think primarily those were the three focus points that we looked at, and also we can discuss it in a little bit more detail is AIO and manifold combining, because that was another hot topic with the FM users up in CCBE. But overall, very excited to be at CCBE, and a report back from Corey was, it was a very successful show for him and for Dielectric.
Now, dielectric.com, you will find information on the RF Hawkeye, the FM Pylon project, and more. So you can check that out, dielectric.com. We'll get back to some of the work you're doing in Canada in a bit, but let's touch on some of the top projects worldwide that Dielectric is working on.
Certainly, there's a couple of projects that we have in house that we're working on that are pretty unique, and based on our capabilities and our portfolio of what we've done over the past 4 or 5 years, it opens up many doors and gives the broadcasters opportunity to look at us as the leader. Currently, we are working on an antenna that's going on top of Empire State Building that has to be able to fit into the elevator. So if you look at a typical TV antenna, you know, that's about 40 feet in length, we either build that with a center fed T, so it comes in two 20-foot sections, or a bottom end fed T, which would be a single piece in 40 feet. So being able to look at, you know, some of our designs, look at the design portfolio, and be able to make a multiple section antenna that's easily put back together in the field on such a building is vital, and clearly based on our experience, you know, the end users knew that, you know, Dielectric would be able to come up with a solution. So that product is currently getting ready to ship this month. We're very excited about that. There's a couple of international orders specifically in Africa that we're looking at, both on the FM and TV side. So a lot of key projects, both in the United States, Canada, and worldwide, where, you know, our broadcast customers are looking at us as the experts, and hopefully translates to some orders and some very happy customers.
Heath Pelletier, president of Dielectric, is with us. There are competitors of yours out there. Why should people look at Dielectric as the company of choice?
That's a great question, David. I think based on our experience, both our people, our knowledge base, and how deep we are in the engineering side, but also if you take a look at what we've done over the past couple of decades, project-wise, we're second to none. And I think we utilize, you know, our project base and portfolio, what we've learned, what we've been able to do really good, and continue to expand upon that. So both from a technology standpoint, product standpoint, and just continuing to push the envelope to have speed to market and better accuracy to market. I think Dielectric has and will continue to look for ways to improve. And, you know, we're not talking baby steps. We're talking, you know, taking large improvements that, you know, the broadcasters in general are going to see the benefit from utilizing us. You know, our databases show, you know, what we've done really well, you know, taking a look at each customer and broadcast need. There's different engineering that needs to go into each site specifically. And I think if you look at the pool of projects that we have that we can start from and then start to manipulate and make small changes to make fit in new markets, it's that product portfolio and engineering talent that's in-house that I think the broadcasters of the future will need from us over our competition.
All right, Keith. Now, earlier in the year, we did a previous podcast and we talked in depth about the artificial intelligence-based directional FM antenna pattern verification. And let's see where we are with that now. Give us any updates and what you might say to some of the Canadian folks in the work up in Canada regarding this.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so our artificial intelligence optimizer, we've discussed it in the past. You know, in the United States, we're waiting for the FCC to give us the green light to do everything virtually in design. We anticipate that happening in September, so this month, which will allow us to do everything, all of our designs virtually for FM customers in the United States. But if you look at what we have done with that since the last time we talked, specifically in Canada, we just shipped three FM antennas to Nova Scotia and New Brunswick just in August of this year. It all used the AIO process to design those patterns for them. So very excited to see, you know, how happy those customers are once they get those up and on the air. In addition to being able to use it for the Canadian customers, we are also using that tool in our proposal stage. So what used to happen is customer would come to us with a specific tower size, orientation, and an antenna model and say, hey, look, this is the pattern that I need. We would look in our database and say, okay, we've done something very similar. We think that we can do this, and here's something close to what we're going to get. And sometimes, you know, there was some back and forth there. It didn't go to range time. So today, what we're doing with AIO is getting the customer's requirements at the proposal stage, running the analysis, and we're able to say, hey, look, this isn't something close. This is actually what you're going to get based on the site data that you've got. So I think from a sales tool and a sales perspective, instead of saying, hey, look, we're very close with this pattern, we're actually saying, this is the pattern you're going to get, which allows us to be a lot more successful and gain the confidence of the broadcasters saying, you know, with this new optimizer, we're able to get you there. And we also have over 100 of these systems that we've done in TV that have been drone tested. And we can show the accuracy from, you know, how we designed it, what we proposed, and then finally it matching up with a drone measurement. So again, it goes back to customer confidence in what we're doing and being able to use this technology to our advantage. One other key thing that we are doing with AIO just as of late, based on some high-end projects that we're working on, is develop the output spline of a manifold combiner. So just real quick, a manifold combiner, specifically an FM, is half the components of what is traditionally used in a constant impedance filter. So in some of the current projects that we're working on today, we have been able to put the channels into a manifold combiner, develop that manifold combiner phasing and everything 100% in AIO. So when it hits the lab, the project is basically tested, validated, and shipped. Again, speed to market and accuracy are two things that we take pride on. But that manifold combiner, if you is also one half the physical size of a CIF combiner. So going into some of these buildings that don't have a lot of space, and or transmitter rooms that don't have a lot of space, traditionally the CIF is built for expandability. The manifold, you have to know the channels going in to that system, and it has limitations. Well, Dielectric has just advanced its technologies where that manifold combiner no longer has limitations. It'll have open ports for future frequencies going into it. And with AIO, when those channels go in, we can say, okay, does anything change to your output spline? And if it does, maybe it's just a single piece of TL that needs to change. And it gives them the same flexibility as a CIF, but actually with better electrical performance. So both the loss, group delay, and some of the key things that customers are looking for are a lot better in a manifold combiner. And without the use of this engineering team and pushing the technology within the AIO, you know, we've always discussed what we can do on the antenna side. Just as of late, we've really pushed the envelope on the combiner side. And we think FM broadcasters and television broadcasters in a manifold design will benefit from this technology. So again, I think each time that we talk, you know, the story is that Dielectric is going to continue to push the envelope with technology and take the next step for the broadcasters. And, you know, it's examples like this that, you know, back up the words of the leadership team and myself that, hey, we're going to continue to look for things to make us better and the broadcasters benefit from it. So very excited about this technology and what else we can do with it. So excellent question, and thanks for asking.
Citing innovative technologies from Dielectric, Keith Pelletier, president of Dielectric. Thank you for your time today on Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast.
Absolutely, David. Thank you for your time, and always a joy talking to you guys.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.